Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Billy, Dusty, and Frank bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Jan Yeager, Professor Jan Yeager, author of so many books, I would have to bring him in here with a truck, sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy. Her new ones are Work Less, Do More, 7-Day Productivity Makeover, also Put More Time on Your Side. I don't know. Which one of these is the 16th edition, Jan? Which one?
Well, no, Work Less, Do More is the third edition.
Only the third
edition. On your side is, and Put More Time on Your Side is the second revised edition.
Right. So, folks, and Dr. JanYeager.com is the website. Jan, and of course, wherever books are sold, you'll find her stuff. Jan, I want to talk about, in your books, you talk about how men and women manage time differently, and I'd like for you to explain that.
Sure. Well, I think especially for older men who have families and jobs, it's really hard to find time for friends. That's something that a lot of their friends grow out of their workplace, and their family becomes their primary focus in their job, whereas women are much more committed to making that time for friendship in addition to family, in addition to jobs.
Interesting.
So that actually puts a bigger time burden on the women. And also, even in today's culture, especially for married couples, a lot of the tasks still fall on the woman. I'm very lucky that my husband does do laundry, and he doesn't shrink everything. So that's
I don't
good.
Do laundry. But, I don't do laundry, but I cook.
Oh, okay. So, you know, my brother-in-law made dinner the other night. So there is that change, but for some couples, it's still more traditional. So those are time challenges that men and women face.
I want to share a little tete-a-tete my wife and I had not long ago. It was probably over the holidays, and I was complaining about how much guilt she was putting on herself. You know, she was. I could tell. You know that she was feeling guilty about not having done this and not having done that. And I said, why do you do that? She said, well, why don't men feel guilty? And I said, we feel guilty when we're guilty, but we don't manufacture guilt.
Okay.
And so if I could give women one piece of advice, don't manufacture guilt when it's not there. What do you think?
Oh, well, that's, yeah, but my mother was a workaholic, and sadly she didn't feel guilty that she never made time for her kids, and she should have.
But I think you can do that without feeling guilty, though. I don't think guilt is necessary. I think you can leave guilt out of it.
Oh, no, right. But Jim, what I was trying to say is that things are changing. My niece had a baby, and her husband has 1 month of paternity leave.
Yeah.
And that was unheard of when our kids
absolutely.
Were born 30 years ago.
You were lucky to show up for the birth.
Those are some positive changes. And
you
and
also mentioned in your books, you also talk about cultural differences. And I suspect, Jan, that 10, 20 years ago when you and I were talking about this, we wouldn't have thought about cultural differences as much as we do now. What do you think?
Well, I would have only because I've been dealing in foreign rights since my mid-20s. But people now, because of the Internet, are much more aware of the world than they ever were before. But if you go in India to a meeting and you show up on time, do not be upset if people come 15, 30 minutes later.
Oh, yeah.
Because in that culture, that would not be considered late. So it's very important.
In the Middle East, if you and someone from the Middle East decide that you're going to meet on Saturday, make sure you pin them down which Saturday.
Ah, that's true. That's really true. The other thing is that that time, one of my favorite parts of Put More Time on Your Side is where I talk right in the first chapter about what is your legacy going to be. And, you know, instead of waiting and thinking about it decades down the road, think about it whatever age you are, and then think about what actions do you have to take in your work and personal life now to make that happen. And those are the people that are happy. Those are the people that are fulfilled. And, you know, the cliche about if you want to get something done, ask the busiest person.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's still true, but that's different from multitasking, which
right.
we have found is counterproductive.
Can I say something about multitasking, Jen? Some people
sure.
confuse multitasking with not finishing projects and getting them off the table. You see what I mean?
Right.
There are people who think they're great multitaskers, but the reason is they won't finish a project. They keep managing
right.
them.
Sure, sure. No, getting things done out the door.
That's
I
right.
have even the acronym that I use in my books, OTD, out the door. Very
I like it.
Important.
OTD, that's right. That's what I'm gonna put that up on the wall in my office. Hey, Jen, I need to wrap it up. I've enjoyed our visit as always. Thank you for 19 great years. Looking forward to having you back on again real soon. And you and I will probably see each other in New York the end of this month at the book fair.
I look forward to that. Let's set up a meeting.
Let's do it. Hey, Jen, I need you give us your website one more time, please.
Sure, drjanyager.com or whenfriendshiphurts.com.
All right. Hey, Jan, thanks for being here. Dr. Jan Yeager, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.